Glory to Jesus Christ. Everyone who is seriously preparing for Greatland should be deeply touched by today's gospel. The story about a prodigal son is also a story about the life of each one of us. Is there anyone among us who would say that they have never stayed straight from the Heavenly Father? Is there anyone among us who can say that they have never wasted the riches given to them by the Heavenly Father? For sure, each one of us would identify with the actions of the prodigal son. It is good to meditate on today's parable, not just today, but throughout our whole life, because it shows us the way to the Father who is ready to forgive us at moment's instance. But let's see how the prodigal son found the way. When the prodigal son came to his senses and realized that leaving his father did not bring him any desired satisfaction, but only unhappiness and misery, after that hard-learned lesson, he made a serious decision for his life. He said, "I will get up, go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have transgressed against God and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your servants.'" He humiliated himself, put himself below the level of the servants of his father. It is a very crucial moment in the life of this prodigal son. When we look at this parable, be able to recognize each individual detail and act that is within this parable. Sure, the parable as a whole is easy to understand, but even though it is easy, not many of us put this parable into our practical life. Many times it becomes some kind of a nice story that we hear. This story comes in one ear and goes out the other, taking no effect in our life. But when we take some effort to think about the parables given to us and we put them under microscope and study them, then we will realize that there is more to them than just a simple message. In today's parable, there is a man, a father, who is in fact God, the lover of mankind. And then there are also two sons who represent two kinds of men found on this earth, righteous and sinners. St. Theophylact says that of old, from the beginning, righteousness or blessedness belonged to the human nature, which is why the older son, born at the beginning, born first, does not become estranged from the father. But sin is an evil thing which was born later. Think about the story of Genesis, Adam and Eve. That is why the younger son, who separates himself from the father, for he grew up together with sin. He was an innovator, a revolutionary, and a rebel who resisted his father's will, because he has his own idea how he should live his life. God is merciful, and he gives us everything that we need, everything which the Lord has given us might be called our property and is called our property. House, money, health, and also the sky, the earth, and the whole creation is for us. But we, the later sinful generation, we saw the sky and made it a god, little g-god. And we saw the earth and we worshipped it. And we received our possession from God, thinking that it's our own doing, but yet it was blessed by God. And we made them also a god, little g-god. And then we hear the commandments from the gospel. Many times we do not want to walk in the way of God's law. When a man rebels against God and places himself far away from the fear of God, then he squanders all of the gifts given to him by God. But when we are near God, we do not dare to do such deeds that would merit our destruction. As it is written in the psalm, "I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." But when we are far from God, and become rebellious in our ways. We both do and suffer the worst things, as it is written in the psalm also, those who are far from you, God, shall perish. The other son, the righteous one, used all the things that were given to him by God for the glory of God. God permits us to make our way according to our own will, and makes no one to serve him who is unwilling. If God wanted to force us, he would not have created us with free will, because free will is the highest form of love that he could have given us. But the younger son completely spent his inheritance. He was distracted by the false glamour of this world, and had gone into far country to enjoy his life, not knowing of what kind of danger he's about to face. Let us keep in mind, in this parable, the citizens of that far country that are far from God are no other than demons. The man who joins himself to these citizens, having advanced and become powerful in mischief, feeds the swine that he himself teaches others evil and filthy deeds, or allows evil to be around him. The prodigal was in a way stuck because he was outside of himself, because he was outside of his community, and he had forgotten of his beautiful previous life because he committed so many, many foul deeds and sinful actions. But he came to himself. He carried out his decision and had a serious examination of his sinful deeds and actions, or even desires. Basically, he acknowledged his own sins, his own decisions to walk away from God. This examination was a sign of willingness to change. But above all, this decision was led by regret that he has left his house, father's house, at the first place. And that regret moved him out of the far country, back to his father's house. And with this huge humiliation and brokenness of his heart, God's infinite mercy and love appeared. He expected punishment, harsh punishment, and yet God just gave him mercy and love. And the prodigal son was not only forgiven, but was restored to the rank that he has lost through his foolishness. Nobody can make us repent, to have a serious recollection of our life and see where we are. But if we are not willing to even do that for ourselves, then we cannot lie to ourselves and say that we are good Christians. Father, you can't say that. Well, the world is run by self-love and self-justification. God forbid I would agree that I have committed that or that sin. How many churches around us are being closed in Pittsburgh? How many of them are being merged only within 3 years? It's a very scary number. But it's not surprising. When church is in a far country, then the only thing that comes to it is death. But church that is healthy is also repentant. Church that is healthy grows, and it becomes a beacon of hope to those who are lost. Confessional is the place where the healthiness of the church and healthiness of our souls begins. Saint Isaac the Syrian says, I think it is in his first homily, his first teaching to his disciples, he says, take courage in your repentance. Courage is necessary because we have to take a deeper look at our life and examine it, whether our life is righteous or sinful. Same as did prodigal son. No sin is too big or too grave. We are shown this in the parable of the prodigal son. He was welcomed back to his father's arms, and all the heavens and earth rejoiced at his humble repentance. True repentance is the key that opens the door to God's mercy. True repentance brings God's forgiveness and returns us to our God and returns us our God-given dignity that we have lost through sin. So let us be courageous. Let us make the right step in the right direction as did prodigal. Glory to Jesus Christ.